7:32, it is the Hometown Morning Show, fueled by the Wired Rooster Coffee Shop in Hardinsburg, and in the studio with me, my good friend Allison Mattingly.
Good morning.
I'm so glad I call you by your married name, because it's so hard for me to do that as long as we've known each other.
I still get called Allison O'Donohue quite a bit.
That's such a Brett County thing, isn't it?
It is.
You know, it's I know people have been married for half their lives, and I still call them by their maiden names.
I know.
But that's, you know, one of the joys of living where we live and growing up with everybody and being friends with folks your whole life. And good to have you in the studio.
Well, thank you.
You come bearing good news today.
I come bearing lots of good news today.
Well, lay it on us. What's going on at Breckenridge Health Incorporated?
Well, first off, I want to just remind the community that we have the Shoguns food truck coming to the hospital parking lot today. Can't beat Shoguns. It is delicious.
It is good stuff.
But wonderful thing about this, they'll be there from 11 o'clock this morning to 2 o'clock this afternoon, and they are giving a portion of their profits back to the Breckenridge Health Foundation.
Fantastic.
So that is really going to help the foundation with the way this year has been. They really have not gotten to do a lot with their fundraising. They typically have their silent auction, their cookout, things of that nature, and that just hasn't happened today. So every penny that we can get back is a good thing.
Sure.
So we're really excited to have them out there, and it looks like it's going to be a pretty day for it, too.
A beautiful day.
Oh, I'm loving this.
You got walk off the yum yum sauce after you pig out for lunch at Shoguns. See, really, this pretty weather.
Yeah,
I know. All works out. It all evens out.
It does. It does. Another thing that we have going on at the hospital this week is our virtual health fair. For those of you that have not seen, we have been posting videos all this week, several a day, from different departments in the hospital talking about the services they provide for the community.
Sure.
And that's just really important to know. You know, you don't have to go outside of the county for a lot of your health care needs. And, you know, we're growing with leaps and bounds, which is wonderful. New providers, you know, accepting new patients, new services within the hospital. So since we weren't able to have our in-person health fair this year, we decided to change things up a little bit and do it virtually.
And those have been neat to watch.
Uh-huh.
And I've learned a lot. And it's good to see those faces of folks that I haven't got to see as much this year, too.
It is. And a lot of the directors that have been on there, it's nice to put faces with people's names or, you know, their specific department.
Right.
At the end of this week, well, even through the weekend, on Monday we're going to have a drawing for a $100 Walmart gift card. Can't go wrong with that, mm-hmm. especially with the holidays coming up. But for each video that you like and share and comment that you have done so, your name will be put into a drawing for this $100 Walmart gift card.
Just that easy. I mean, you're going to be on Facebook anyway.
True. And, you know, if you haven't had a chance to watch any of the videos, I mean, they're all on there. We'll have some more today and tomorrow. And it's just a nice way to educate yourself on what's right here in the community.
Absolutely. And we are so fortunate to have such a great facility here in a small, you know, rural county. And one of the last of its kind, really. So
it is. It is. And we are very fortunate. We have a great hospital board as well as administration. You can't go wrong with the group that we have here in the community. They're all wonderful people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, you've got some more things going on, too. It's a little different this year. Every year we look forward to Deck the Halls so very much. This is a different time, but it's still going on.
It is. It is. You know, as you said, Paul, it has been a very interesting year.
Just weird. Let's go ahead and just get it out.
Yeah.
It's just been weird.
I'm trying to think of, you know, the best word for it. Yeah, it's been weird.
The words I think I usually cannot say on the radio.
I know.
Yeah. It's not Howard Stern, but sometimes I wonder if I thank them hard enough that people actually hear me.
I understand.
But we're going to make it.
We are.
And we're still trying to do fun stuff, and you all are still doing fun stuff. So this is a kind of a ray of sunshine.
It is.
This is a fun thing that we're doing. So tell folks, if they're maybe new to the area, if they don't know what this is something that's been going on for quite a while.
It is. We have our Deck the Halls Christmas Wreath Festival going on right now at the hospital. And this has been going on for several years. And it's a great way to brighten up the hallways at the hospital. Especially this year, I think that our staff and our patients are are enjoying it even more so. Sure. You know, in these trying times, we need a little brightening up.
Right. I want to thank Laverne, too, real quick, while we're talking, for keeping me up on things and date changes and stuff. She's been wonderful and just... She's been keeping in touch with me because we want to talk about this thing. This is a big deal.
Oh, yeah. Laverne is Johnny on the spot. You can't, you know, there. I wish there were more of her.
She is all over it.
Yes, she is. She is. But normally, people would come into the hospital and look at all the decorations. We would ask the community, you know, to donate Christmas decorations for this. But this year, being the way it is, our foundation and our board really, really stepped up their game and brought in decorations, and our staff as well. So right now, I believe we have either 47 or 48 Christmas decorations going through all the hospital. And all of them are posted on the Breckenridge Health Facebook page. Okay. And you can bid on these on Facebook. You will click on the picture of the decoration that you would like, see what the highest bid is at the moment, and bid high.
There you go.
And bid often.
So this is fun. And this new way to do it, though, now this could get a little, these bids could get a little heated. I like a little competition.
Oh, I do too. I do too. And the money goes to a great cause. Again, the proceeds for this will go to the Breckenridge Health Foundation as well. And for those of you that don't know, you know, the foundation has done a lot for the hospital. They have helped with purchasing new equipment, sure, renovations, things that our hospital needs.
The hospital's changed a lot in the last few years.
It really
has. A lot of progress has been made.
Oh, definitely, definitely. For the good. I mean, I wouldn't go anywhere else. It's looking great. It's a great place to work, and it's a great place to go for your services.
Right, so, here at home on, yeah, Old Highway 60. You can't miss it.
You really can't. You really can't. But the Wreath Festival, it will go on until December 11th at 12 o'clock Central Time sharp. And that afternoon, we have several of the foundation members coming in, and they will help me to get everything situated to where we can have a drive-through, pick up your decoration, and make your payment. And it should all go very smoothly. We're really excited about this.
So the 11th is going to be on a Friday.
Yes.
So when that bidding's done, it's done. Folks, if there's a piece of decoration that you want, we highly recommend that you keep an eye on it. Check in, keep bidding.
Don't be
a Grinch. Get that billfold out.
That's right. And know that it's going back to your community.
Right. And locally made crafts. I mean, what a treasure that is, you know, to have something that was made by somebody right here in the community, too. That's an heirloom piece. That's something you could pass down for years and years and years and enjoy forever and do some good at the same time.
Most definitely. All of these were made with love and you know, the people that made these knew that they were going to brighten up our healthcare workers. And we definitely need that in these trying times.
I know you
right
all
now.
Miss those when they're gone too, don't
oh,
you?
Oh, we do. It looks so barren, you know. It'd be nice if we could keep them up longer, but we want people to enjoy them in their own homes, sure, during the Christmas season as well.
Absolutely. What a wonderful tradition. I'm glad you all are carrying that on, even in these strange times. So Facebook, folks, don't be bashful. Get on there and bid high. Intimidate your friends. Bid so high they're scared to bid against you. Then bid again.
That's right.
All right. Good stuff. So now the important question I have to ask you today, Allison. What you going to get from the Shogun truck?
Okay, this is bad.
No, it's not bad.
I get.
It's almost the holidays. There's no rules.
Well, I'm not going to confirm nor deny that I might get all of them and mix them together.
There you go.
One giant.
Like a Shogun potpourri, if you will.
Basically, but we eat on it for a couple of days. So it's a win-win.
Those are good portions and great stuff.
They are. You know, it's hard to decide.
I've got a thing for the shrimp bowl.
We like our shrimp.
Yeah, I kind of got a thing for the shrimp bowl.
I like the vegetables too, though.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So,
you know, it's all good.
This has been a fun thing that you have been trying to do, is bring some of these things into the community on occasion. You know, we have some wonderful, we love our local places, but every now and then these folks come in, kind of a treat. Special occasion doesn't happen all that often, so
get out and
enjoy it. And some of the money's going back to the foundation. And
yes, it is.
That's a big deal.
It's a win-win. You know, it's going to be something a little different.
Fun. We might as well have fun.
You know, it is. Yeah.
It's a pretty day. It's been trying times. We might as well have some fun.
You've got that right.
There you go. I'm so glad to see you this morning.
You too.
Thanks for updating us on stuff. Of course, we love our hospital. We love our staff and our foundation out there, and we appreciate you all. And
well, we appreciate the community for all of your support and your patience during this, you know, during this year. It's been trying on all of us.
Absolutely. Will you come back as soon as you can? I want a full review on what you had to eat and the leftovers.
Okay.
And you have a good day.
You too.
Allison, thank you so much. We'll be back.
Thank you.